I know.
You are now tuned in to the Next Flex Podcast. Streets talking about.
What's the line bet now?
Yo, welcome to the Next Flex Podcast. This is O. This is episode
96.
Oh, okay. 86. Got my favorite scumbags in here with me.
Yo, what's up?
Tell them who you are.
Yeah, yo. Life's blood on the podcast. Also, founder and CEO of Talking Shit Podcast. And I'm here to talk sports with my people. So here we go.
All right. DMVD Nice. Ready to talk some sports. Ready to talk some sports. Get this thing started. Woo, let's go.
That's a light.
What up? I'm here to drink and just listen.
That's what you're going to do? Okay.
So let's start off with March Madness, y'all. Right now, we got we'll start with the women's since Carolina already took care of business. South Carolina took care of business. Right.
They beat the under.
So yeah. Iowa, UConn right here. We got UConn up 10 on Iowa, second quarter. Who y'all expect to win this women's Final Four right here?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think South Carolina going to take it all. I just don't see nobody beating them. I think even if Iowa get there, I just believe that Dawn Staley already has a plan for Caitlin Clark. That's it. And they got more scores. They got a better team. They just got a better team all around. They got five stars everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, South Carolina is like, they're like the old UConn.
Yeah.
They just keep bringing them in.
Yeah, exactly. They did.
But I actually think, I'll be honest with you, I think UConn will win this game. I picked them as an upset.
I mean, they up by 10, so they should win this game.
Well, I picked them. You can see in my notes, I said UConn was going to play in the job. See?
Hey, that's right, blank, yo. The whole screen blank, yo.
I to lose.
That's right, don't say
shit. I to lose.
Microsoft Paint on it.
I
don't say shit.
There you go.
In the Final Four, that's okay.
Did you put your money on it?
I did not.
Okay.
I don't normally put money on it.
Hey, but while we there, let's go back to LSU Iowa, man. Let's go back to that game. I was.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
LSU lost that game. I was surprised. I didn't. Well, like, what was the game plan for that? They didn't do anything to stop Caitlin Clark.
And see, that's why I actually said that I think Dawn Staley's going to have a game because they did not.
Exactly.
Like, they didn't. They had Van Lif checking Caitlin Clark, and Caitlin had that girl on skates all night.
No double
team. And it just messed up her offensive game.
Yeah, no double team. No
nothing.
You got to mix it up.
Wait to the end to put a flage on her.
Exactly. It was a close game at halftime, but it just second half just got away.
It's tied up at
halftime. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like they just said we better than them. It's going
to
work out.
It's coming down to coaching.
No adjustments, man. They should have been double team.
I mean, you see what Geno did, the girl from USC, Juju. I mean, they were putting everybody on her. I mean, as soon as you crossed the court, I mean, they had two people on her quick. That's what you gotta do. You gotta lock her up.
Yeah, I was just a little disappointed in the lack of strategy to shut down.
I would have preferred if you at least put Flage on her opening them in the second half. But the fact that she didn't, that was concerning because she is by far the most athletic on the court.
Mm-hmm. You can
see it.
Yeah.
And like I told you on the text, I was about ready to vote. So like, yo, like she's not even in the game. And I looked at the box score. She had 18 points. Like, what the hell? When did she score 18 points? Like, she scores so effortlessly.
Yeah,
it's like it's kind of amazing.
So. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. She's a good scorer. She her game has evolved a lot since last year.
Well, next year should be her team, so she should be a lot better next year.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because Reese going to the WNBA.
The nibble.
Yeah, but I don't think nobody gonna be South Carolina though.
No, that's
well,
we're gonna talk about that.
Okay.
Well, on top.
The thing about South Carolina though is like y'all forget last year, Caitlin scored 40 on them. So
exactly,
they've been on a mission to get back to book Caitlin's ass.
Exactly,
but they're not getting a chance to though. But they're on a mission. They're going undefeated. They're gonna win the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this game over though, man.
It's not over.
I just feel like
you don't want to say it's over.
I mean, it's not over, but technically they're gonna lose. I mean, you're gonna win. I mean, it's gonna get closer. They're not gonna win by 10. I mean, it's not going by 10. It's going to be a closer game.
I just think it's
going to be a closer game, but UConn going to win a game.
I think everybody is talking about Caitlin Clark forgot about Paige Beckers. So.
Yeah, exactly.
She was definitely Caitlin Clark before her. She wasn't shooting for the logo, but she definitely has game.
Yes.
She mid-range star too. She can shoot a three too, but Paige Beckins is the girl.
They making a run. Like I said, it's still a lot of time.
I think what you playing again? Paige Beckins. She was
playing
the year as a freshman.
Yeah, she can play.
Y'all thought that it was a black dude in the stands champion for Iowa? Isn't that crazy?
Nah, that ain't real.
That ain't real.
All right, let's move on to the men.
He that one student they got.
Let's move on to the men. who going to come out of this the final DEI? Four?
I'm sorry, what?
Who going to come out of this final four?
Purdue and UConn.
I mean, that's the obvious picks. I mean, I like Alabama's length. I mean, they can ball. It's going to be a good matchup against UConn, but UConn is deep. You know what I'm saying? So I'm rooting for the underdogs. I want to see Big Boy from NC State, you know, put something on them. But
we got UConn. UConn's favored by 11.5. They've been favored by 8.5.
Yeah. And they've been covering too. They've been covering their spread. I bet against them last week and lost, which was a bad idea.
So who wins the Burns against Edie matchup?
Edie.
You think Edie gonna kill him, kid?
Not kill him, but he's taller and got more girth to him, a better player. Hold up.
Let's hear the breakdown.
As far as what he is asked to do.
Yeah.
Which is back to the basket, turn around, and his one move, one little drop step, or just turn around and do a little hook. He's asked to do that. Burns can't stop none of those moves. And Joey, you called it. His best bet is to keep him out of the lane.
Yeah, he got
the problem is Burns played probably less or about equal as Edie. So
yeah, he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to work. Burns gonna have to work to try to keep him out of the lane and move him toward. He's gonna have to try to keep him out of his spot.
It's why he played basketball.
One thing about a postman is they got spots.
Exactly.
If you can keep him off his spot long enough, like because you know. The offense, you know, revolves around Edie, so, you know, they come down double team. If the guard, and then that's another thing. The guards got to hit their threes for Purdue. They got to hit their shots. If they don't hit their shots, that's another thing. It doesn't matter. It's already proven all year, last 2 years, if the guards aren't hitting their shots, it doesn't matter what Edie does.
So I have a question now. So from a game plan point of view, right, do you just the first 5 minutes, let Burns do what he want to do against Edie, and don't double because you don't want the Purdue guards to get hot. So do you let Edie to score points?
That's a good question. Thing, man. That's a good question.
Getting one of them in foul trouble would be key.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But that's a good question.
Like, do you let them?
I think you double early because I don't like you said. I don't think you want to try to get Burns in foul trouble. I want to get the ball out of Edie's hands as fast as possible, and you just gonna have to rotate. Your guards gonna have to rotate and get to the 3-point shooters. Mm-hmm. You have to close out because if you don't, then like you said, they get hot.
It's over.
It's over because then you can't double down now because you're getting killed out there.
Yeah.
But you gotta double down on Edie and rotate and just you know maybe a zone. Maybe a zone could work. I don't know.
A zone with Edie in
the middle. They're gonna talk.
Yeah. Because you can get to the double team early.
Because if you have a man,
you know what I'm saying? If you go man-to-man, you have a man, your man on the wing, you double down, he can pass right out to the wing. But if you have a zone, you can come from either side.
If you come from the back side, he has to come. The corner's open.
Like, but he has to come to...
Yeah.
He has to come from the other side. I mean, it's just... I don't know how you... I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be...
It's one of those game plans that you're gonna have to work with.
So
you got to change your strategy.
So between Edie and Burns, they got Edie. They say he is 13th in the big board as far as draft prospects. You think his game transferred?
That's an easy answer. No.
And no, not in today's NBA. Back in the day, not right now.
We watch the game right now.
Yeah.
So high?
Yeah.
The 13th big man is high to you?
Like, I mean, back in the day, that was number one. I mean, his size.
But look at the 12 people that's probably ahead of him. They're probably versatile 13. Big man.
Exactly.
I thought it'd be more.
Oh, you
thought it'd be more than 12 people ahead of him.
Oh, you thought he'd be lower.
Yeah, I thought it'd be lower than 13. Like,
I don't think.
But 12 guys are still luck because that is still at least like at a high rate, probably second round pick at that point.
13.
13 overall.
Overall.
Oh, 13. That's about right. I mean, I don't know who the list is in front of him, but he's not going to be top 10, top 5.
But how does he play?
Who drafted him?
How does he play in this game, though?
You can't. There's no spot for him.
This new positionless basketball.
He can play like 15 minutes, man.
Honestly.
He's going to have to develop some outside game. He's going to have to, you know, work on his game.
Like,
shoot.
Gobert would kill him.
You have to go a lot, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Rudy Gobert would kill him, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Gobert would
definitely. Does this go 15-0?
Nah, something wrong with the score.
That'd be wrong.
I'm looking at it.
I'm like, did it change? Like,
so as far as NBA prospects, UConn got 4 dudes in the top 50.
I can't name one person on UConn.
Yeah, 4?
Except the guy from D.C.
Yeah.
Stephen Castle.
Who was there last year, right?
Some draft boards.
No, he's an NBA.
Oh, man.
He's from Baltimore, actually. That's Andrew Wisconsin.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Yes.
Some draft boys got Castle as high as number 2.
But Stephon Castle was a 5-star coming out of
yeah.
Danny Hurley.
Six-point guard.
He's nice.
I don't know.
I actually wonder what happens to him.
Me neither.
But yeah, he's a good player.
It's all about coaching.
Number 2 overall, though. That surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, a 6-point guard. National championship team. Well, sorry, not yet, but probably.
Soon to be. To be crowned.
Yeah.
That score is right.
Yeah, that's kind of right.
Oh, man.
Wow. Klingman's supposed to be a lottery pick, too.
Is that right?
Dude. Where's the random European who's going to be in that 13? How many Europeans in that 13?
It's like 3 French dudes in the top 6.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah.
Is Wemby little brother eligible?
Nah, yet? I think one more year. Okay. I think one more year he'd be eligible. Wizards gonna get him in. Yeah.
Who gonna win?
I mean,
UConn.
I want to see underdog win. I want to see North Carolina State. You know, somebody different.
But I would definitely be rooting for
North. Rooting for North State, yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But the favorites, obviously, you know, UConn.
All right. Let's move on to the NFL.
All right, let's do it.
With the draft coming up, let's see. I thought this was interesting. ESPN releases top 5 picks, their closest comps. Number 1, they had Caleb Williams. His closest comp was Aaron Rodgers.
Deanna Wada.
Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Drake May, Justin Herbert, Marvin Harrison Jr., A.J. Green, and Rome Odunze. Jamar Chase.
That's a reach for me.
Which one of those is closest?
Yeah, I agree.
I think the closest, and it's because of the delivery style, is Caleb and Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
Because Aaron doesn't throw conventionally. Like, he throws on his TV toes, throws whatever. Yeah. Caleb is the same way. It's all in him. But Caleb is you know, throws from different angles, different arm angles. That's why I think the comp is Aaron Rodgers. I get that. But the rest of them, I don't really get.
I agree. I don't really get it.
You don't get any of them, huh?
Nah, I think Jaden's better comp would be Michael Vick. As far as
Vick.
The way he runs. Cause you think about Lamar. Watch that table. You think about Lamar. Lamar's shifty when he runs. You know what I'm saying? He cuts. Jaden's like more like a street, quick, like Vick was running. He was shifty, but he ran.
I don't know, man. Cause Jaden had a couple.
He had a couple moves than that, but Lamar's a different human joystick than Jaden is. I don't know.
I haven't seen Jaden enough to say, but compared to Lamar, is a stretch because Lamar was dynamic.
Exactly.
But Josie came in. He said he don't see no Aaron Rodgers and Caleb.
It's the delivery. It's the different arm angles. That's all it is. It's not about how they play or potential. It's the arm angles they throw the ball.
Yeah, I heard his comp was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's true.
Same arm angle thing.
What's going on right here?
SP.
Hey.
Patrick Mahomes is a good one, too. I mean, you know, because of his improv. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Mahomes.
And arm angles, too.
Exactly. Okay. Improv, he run around, make plays, hold on to the ball.
Yeah, I think it's kind of,
his style.
But you know what? Let me ask this though. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr.
I don't see it at all.
I don't see the AJ Green. I don't see that one.
AJ Green was not a Marvin Harrison type player.
But I feel like I came up with a comp myself.
I'm listening.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I thought maybe more like Charles Johnson.
Megatron?
Yeah, why not?
I want to be a big 6'5".
Yeah, I mean, he running.
Harris ain't that big.
He's 6'4". He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's 6'4".
He is 6'4". He is big. He is big.
How much you weigh?
Mom Harris,
he's not running. He's not running past you. Yeah, but if he gets you stacked, it's a problem.
Yeah, he is.
Mom Harris is 6'4".
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Let me show you. Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Because but I still
he has good long speed. He's just not fast.
Yeah, 6'4", 205.
Yeah.
How much? 6'4". He's 6'4".
How much?
205.
Oh, 205.
Right now, 205.
He just ain't as big as him.
He's not as big. Megatron was a freak before. He was 6'6".
He was 6'6".
6'5".
225.
Yeah, 6'5". Yeah, he's a bigger
But Bubba Harrison probably get a little bit bigger. But
yeah.
That's my, because I don't think.
By the way, so you threw me off. You said Charles Johnson.
Exactly.
I mean, Calvin Johnson was the running back.
Calvin Johnson, and it was like the three in a row receivers that they drafted with Matt Millen.
Yeah,
which one of those Charles Johnson?
Yeah, with John. But some people said Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know if I see that one though.
Larry wasn't as big. Larry's not a bad pick. Like good hand. Larry's not bad. In his younger days.
I like that more than Chad Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I like that more than Megatron.
Way more than Megatron.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, I thought Marvin Harrison Jr. was more a Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson than AJ Green. AJ Green to me was fluid and just.
Yeah,
you know he was smooth as fuck. To me, Marvin got a little power to him.
If I was gonna comp anybody to AJ, I would take T Higgins right now.
Yes,
yeah.
AJ right now. But not Marvin Harrison to me isn't a T Higgins kind of receiver.
Yeah,
I don't think so either. I actually thought Marvin Harrison had a little more weight on him. That's why I said Calvin Johnson. I mean, I said Charles, but Calvin Johnson.
See,
but I thought he had a little bit of weight on.
Well, he ain't go through no pro day. Well, he ain't do no pro days and no things. So we don't know what he weigh. He won't know the measurables.
I don't think he separated that well though. A lot of times.
Boom. Oh,
from in 101. In 101, like But so I actually had. Never mind.
Don't do it, Texas.
There's Bryant in his prime.
Dez was a bad.
Dez, yeah,
but that's what, but yeah. He didn't separate like.
Rome
do a lot of contested catches when I was. That's why I said because you know that's why he got ran out of Dallas because Dak didn't want to throw to him when he was not open.
Covered. Yeah.
That's why he.
But I play like that. You throw
Dak.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why Dez played like his last 2 years and stuff like that in Dallas.
Yeah,
was with that.
Because Tony Romo was throwing to him.
Okay. Tony Romo threw it to him regardless.
But again,
he messed with the mic.
All right, so what about
that thing, please?
So what about Drake May? He seemed to be.
Drake,
don't worry about that.
I see Drake May more of a Josh Allen more than Justin Herbert.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I see more Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's a tank to me.
Yeah. And dude's bigger than Drake May's bigger than you think. Some of the plays I seen, he hold on to the ball, he getting hit, throwing some stuff up.
I don't think he
has a big arm.
I think when he starts to run, I don't think he's gonna run over.
Yeah, that part not there, but you know.
Question is, who gonna draft Drake May? I mean, who's gonna. Number three.
The last mock draft we did, Kevin said JJ. He thinks we're gonna get JJ McCarthy. I actually think New England gonna trade that pick to Minnesota, and they might get Drake.
Either way, and then they get McCarthy.
You know what else I was seeing? I'm thinking. Buffalo might try to move up to 3 with New England, so they could take a Harrison.
How though? New England
will trade down.
But you saw their picks though. Like I send the picks in our text.
What's the
Buffalo handle picks?
Don't have none to give.
They have a.
They got to move up more than get to the third.
They got 28 from Buffalo.
And that was in the second round pick. Let me look.
I don't know the second round pick, but I know the first round pick.
So two firsts and a second.
Don't okay, let's get the picks because
that for 28.
What I'm saying, like, they didn't have the assets to go up to number three.
Yeah,
because that's why I made a joke saying that they're gonna have open trials. For
the they don't have nothing. They got
and they got no players. They got no receivers. Yeah, got Josh Allen and
yeah,
and defense.
They kind of liquidated their defense. They got 28, 60, and 40. They ain't got a compensatory pick in the fourth.
But I think New England is willing to trade.
But that's why I said Minnesota.
But New England needs a quarterback.
I think
you think they'll go up there to get McCarthy?
No, I think they'll go up there. Either Drake May or Cam Adams.
If they want McCarthy and they know Minnesota wants Drake, they will definitely trade. But I just don't see. I think Minnesota will be fine with McCarthy or Drake.
But I think if they want McCarthy, they can stay at 11. They can stay at 11.
They can go down and get him, yes. But whether Minnesota would care the difference between McCarthy or Drake May.
Yeah, okay. But I think I gotta get wait at 11 for McCarthy.
I still don't see the big deal about JJ. JJ moving up I still don't see the upside of him yet. He's still more of a game manager. I mean, he still hasn't proved anything to me, you know, much. You know.
Game manager.
But he did win games. Yeah.
When Michigan needed a play the past two years, yes. McCarthy made the play.
We'll see. We'll see.
He was one of the top quarterbacks coming out of high
school. Exactly.
And he beat out the dude that was starting.
Not only that, the reason why Michigan got in trouble for the whole recruiting thing was for McCarthy. Like, it was getting him was a big deal.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a big deal.
All right, so.
Right.
So what y'all think about the Diggs trade?
That was bound to happen.
The Diggs trade. What you think about
I got my
that?
Drinks, too.
I think the Diggs trade, Buffalo just they must have been sick of him or they just, something was going on.
You didn't see all that shit happen last
year? Yeah, they were sick of him.
But, I mean, to eat $30 million on a cap, I mean, that's – and leave a big hole like that on your offense?
Leave with nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Buffalo realized they need to concentrate on their run game.
Well, I know that style is different, yes. He's not the future as far as the style of offense they want to play, but – That's a big hole to fill.
I don't think Gabe Davis gone.
Exactly. Gabe was consistent.
I know you got a second round for next year, right?
Yeah, for next year. They got nothing for him. They basically gave him away. Like, here, you take him.
You can have him.
They didn't want him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could have been some friction between him and Josh Allen. If you don't hear Mike alone,
I think they got some Twizzlers and a couple of cupcakes.
Them loco dudes, you know, they're a little
different.
Yeah. From the county dudes.
He's a diva. He's a diva for sure.
Can't really, you know, upper moco too. You know what I'm saying?
What y'all expect from the Texans this year?
Texans gonna make some moves. I mean, they won a division last year.
They're gonna fail to. See what they did last year. I think they shocked people last year. I think this year they're going to be in for Buda Baker. It's a tougher schedule. They have more tape on CJ Stroud. I think the defense is going to be fine, though, because they got
the new dude. I don't know.
That's fine. And Duke can coach.
Carolina, right? Oh, Daniel Hunter and then.
Yeah, Daniel Hunter. So, and Duke can coach. I can't think of his name right now because I'm drinking. But
D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah, but I don't see them doing what they did last year. I don't know.
I mean, they theoretically better than last year's team. They're all gonna have a tougher schedule, first place schedule. But when you look at the weapons, I mean, obviously picking up Mixon and picking up the weapons. I mean, I think they're gonna be. I haven't looked at their schedule yet.
I think Diggs is a big plus.
They're gonna be tough to stop.
Now that's if he come in and keep his head down and do exactly what he's supposed to do.
He's gonna keep his head. They're gonna be down.
I know that's what I'm saying, but. Because if you think about Nico Collins,
Nico's a bowler. Exactly.
Everything opens up.
The offense is going to be hard to stop.
No matter what, you got to see Stephon Diggs across there and be like, I got to stop him.
Exactly.
Yeah, Nico Tank. Now.
Right. He's still running, though.
He's still good ball. Right. Exactly.
The Chiefs signed Carson Wentz. What y'all think of that?
Yeah, I love that signing for them.
Yeah. I just put why. Yeah, exactly.
Why. I mean, Wentz is journeyman quarterback now, man.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. MVP candidate.
Exactly. It fell off so fast.
He's not been the same since.
No, not at all.
He won't go away, though, will he?
No.
Still collecting the check. You 6'5 and you play quarterback.
Exactly. He the Kwame Brown of the
NFL. Still collecting the check.
He just continue to make teams and be on them.
Yeah.
Suave Mende. All right, let's slide over to the NBA.
Okay.
All right. So, Rajon Rondo retires.
No. Rajon.
Oh, my bad.
He officially announced his retirement. Let me go down. Let me go down his numbers real quick.
He ain't played in a couple seasons, though.
Nah,
for
real. Nah.
I saw it.
Man, go ahead.
Nah.
On the field. So, Rondo finished with 2 championships. 4 all defensive teams, 4 all-star teams. 3 times he led the league in assists. He 15th all time in assists.
What is Rondo ranking? Gun life? Charge against former UK NBA star Rajon Rondo.
Gun charge. Yeah, he didn't get locked up.
Okay.
I'm crazy.
I fight with him in jail.
One of the last true point guards.
Yeah, because he can't shoot. Got it.
Yeah, he wasn't a shooter.
Nah, he could play, though. He could play.
He was a baller, but he wasn't a shooter.
You said we'll be ranking him on the top, what? Top point guard list?
Yeah. I read somewhere they were saying he was better than Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, so
what
here we go. Here we go.
Better than Isaiah.
Isaiah Thomas. One of the best to do it. Isaiah Thomas, two-time NBA champ. Mm-hmm. Two-time All-Star MVP, 12-time All-Star. 5-time All-NBA, 3 first team, 2 second team.
Play no defense.
Led the league in assists.
But play no defense.
Finals MVP.
Rondo's still lower than Isaiah on his all-time
list. So,
Isaiah's number 10.
Exactly.
On what?
Rondo was
all-time list.
He is?
Rondo was
yes, he is.
Okay. I mean, I just say 12-time All-Star, 5 All-NBA teams. I mean, he ain't better than Zeke.
Nah.
So I'll say this, right? So if you asked me this question without time to think, it'd have been a problem for me because immediately I'm going to say Zeke, right? But I wouldn't know why. And it boils down to Rondo played better defense, Isaiah played better offense. It boils down to that, right? But when it comes down to it, Zeke was the leader on 2 championship teams. Right. And we always discount the Robert Ory's of the world that they were a contributor as opposed to being the man on the team. Zeke was the man on back to back Pistons team.
One of them finally played with a broken foot.
So at that point, he has to be over Rondo. There's no choice. So
who got finals MVP when Detroit won back to back?
It was Isaiah.
Both?
Dumars
got one.
Yeah, Dumars got one. Yeah. But that's because Zeke was hurt?
Yeah, he broke a foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wasn't the same. He wasn't the same. He still played, but he wasn't the same.
Yeah, he wasn't the same.
But Zeke was the leader of that team. So based on that alone, that's why Zeke's better than Rondo.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that. I was show a clip, man. Maybe we could do it after. But Jossie, we talked about that real quick last week.
What?
When Draymond got ejected. Then Curry was seen visibly upset afterwards. Tears in his eyes.
Just say he was crying.
He was frustrated. He was frustrated. Yeah.
What's that all about?
He had some tears about his eyes.
I have no idea.
But the crying wasn't just a lot of emotion.
Yeah, he just was tired.
Tears.
I don't get it.
I
don't get it.
You don't get why you're crying?
Yeah, I don't know how to.
He was frustrated. But I can say, since that happened, they've been winning, 6 in a row? So they have been balling since that.
They win?
Good crap.
Huh? It's
good to cry.
It's good to cry.
Get your emotions
out,
man.
Sometimes you can't hold it in.
Exactly.
I got one today, man, for helping, man.
So this dynamic with Draymond, you know. So what does Curry do, man? Is he need to tell Draymond to chill out? Like, what the fuck?
He can't.
He can't tame him, that Draymond.
Nah, there's no taming that.
Exactly. Draymond is who he is. Yeah, exactly.
Dray gonna do what Dray gonna do, yo.
So just keep crying.
I mean, he's going to cry soon and get knocked out the playoffs.
But you get soon.
It's soon. Exactly.
And he'll be in the Lakers with Bron next year.
So do nothing. So do you break this team up after this?
You got to break it up, man.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Once the...
Free agent.
We're in
10th place
right now in
Atlanta? 10th place. Once the Wiseman thing failed, like, that's when it was doomed. Once Wiseman failed...
Yeah, because that was supposed to be
the
retooling
while
they still were good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just didn't... It didn't hit.
Yeah, he got...
Kuminga looked like a good young player.
Yeah.
Moody was... Yeah, he off the map. He looked like he was going to be all right for a minute. He off the map.
It's hard to break them dynasties up, though, man.
Yeah,
you
can't
let go.
But niggas is old, man.
Yeah,
niggas is old.
But that's why the GM retired. He's like, man, I'm done. You know, I won my championship. I'm out.
Exactly.
Like, I'm done. It's over.
They drove him out of basketball.
Yeah, football.
I'm gonna win a different
championship.
And poor Chris Paul too. Like Chris Paul went there.
Yeah, they win a championship. Paul. Oh man.
I mean,
no sympathy.
I want him to win one. He had so many opportunities.
David Stern robbed Chris Paul's chance.
Like playing with him, man.
Oh, well, never mind.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying, David Stern ruined.
Nobody like playing with him because he's an ultimate competitor. Does nobody like playing with Jordan?
That don't mean you should. You don't like playing with him.
Nobody likes playing with Jordan, but they won them six championships. Fucking Kurt talking about how everybody's scared of Mike and not him.
The Last Dance. They didn't like the way they looked on Last Dance.
They ain't like
that's probably more. It's probably more to it. It's probably more to the story. You know, we'll see what's gonna happen. Yeah.
I mean, he just a fierce competitor, man. I feel like sometimes nowadays, man, these dudes, man, they ain't got that fire. Some of these dudes just ain't got that. They just out here playing.
I don't see why that's a reason not to want to play with somebody. But...
Yeah, I mean.
That dude probably.
Chris Paul should have won his championship with Kobe in that trade way back when.
Come on, Kev. You ain't gonna ever let that go.
That's bullshit, yo. Absolute bullshit.
They didn't even have a GM. They have a
team. Who the fuck cares? The trade.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's move on to Bronny declares for the NBA draft.
Who?
We talked about this a little bit last week, man.
But he's keeping his eligibility, so he could.
Correct. Correct.
So if he go back in the transfer portal too.
Yo, give me the best deal.
Kind of exactly. He like who gonna pick me?
Deal exactly. Who want me? Who want
deal or no deal?
Who want me?
So before the season started,
he's a hoe.
Before the season started. They had Bronny projected as a first round pick. You know,
they had his name projected, not the player.
Before the season started.
Before the season, he was a four star.
He was a three star. He wasn't a four star. He paid an extra star.
And McDonald's guy, they say he was four star. I actually thought he was a five star before the game.
I gotta Google that one again. And
the McDonald's job, they said he was a four star.
I mean, we know he's
Three and a half, round up.
Regardless, you know he's not ready. I mean, obviously he's just evaluating, okay, where I'm going to go. But in theory, I don't see him going pick that in the first round.
They did say where he went. It was like, I don't know where he's going to USC because they already got two other five-star guards. Like, and the other dude was five stars. They was already there, too. So
But NIL did why he went there.
Yeah.
To be in
LA. I think he would have got it. Not a Howard. He would have got a nice one. But where is he projected to go? Is he projected to get drafted?
You think he's projected
before
to get drafted?
Before the season started.
I'm talking now. But yeah.
He barely played, so they don't.
Of course. So
3.8 points a game.
So do you think he projected at least go second round? Is it worth coming out for second round? No, right?
Worth it?
Is it worth going NBA for second round?
When you say worth it, like what is that? What are you talking about?
Is it worth foregoing college and going to the NBA for this, get drafted in the second round?
What's staying in college do for you?
Maybe become a first round pick. It depends on, I guess, where you're going to get drafted. I mean, right now, if you go second round pick, you may go to the G League and work your way back and forth. I mean, it depends on the development. Depends on what you want to do, how you want to develop. You know what I'm saying? He needs more development.
So I
he needs to play. If he go to NBA, he's not going to get much playing time.
I know we had a little brief conversation about this the last time, right? And Omar was like, you know, it's best to, you got NBA training and all that. But I also feel that game experience is a big thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit in the NBA and not play.
Exactly.
I mean, people say all the time, the speed of the game, you can't simulate that.
Y'all assuming he won't play. Y'all assuming
that. I'm pretty sure he won't
play. I don't think he's going to play.
Why you don't think he'll play?
Why would he play?
How is he earning it?
He averaged 4 points a game.
He
averaged 4 points a game.
But that's coming off their heart condition and stuff.
I don't know if you're playing off the heart condition.
Playing time.
So prove it one more year in college.
And the other dude in front of him, dog. Like that, I don't think he would have ever broke.
Prove it one more year in college or G League. And then see if you can get to that.
Or go to school another year and drop.
And play, though. He gets to play.
Drop even further.
Drop 20. Well, if drop, he's not ready for
NBA.
We talked
about last week when you were saying Kwame Brown should have went to school. If Kwame Brown went to school, they would have seen he was a bum and he wouldn't have got picked to late first round.
Okay, but that's assuming that Bronny is a bum, though.
I didn't think he needed more playing time. That don't mean your
I think he needs more playing time. Look at
my man from Carolina, Baycott. If he had left after his freshman year,
he should have been left. Yeah.
He would have been a top 10.
And now he's not.
He stayed. Now,
say all 4
years. He had to play 5 years. He played five.
Five is now?
He did his COVID year, too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at him because he got his NIL, you know.
Yeah.
TurboTax. He had his own sandwich. at the bar.
Right, but he's
making money.
But
every year, scouts could dissect this game and he dropped.
Okay, but he stayed 5 years though, dog. Like, why stay that long? Like,
my point is,
all I'm saying is the dude. So my thing is like Bronny right now, I see that he's a knockdown 3-point shooter. He's a knockdown shooter.
Yeah,
he's a catch and shoot knockdown shooter. Yeah, he can shoot.
He can shoot.
Omar's saying that he can go to league. He said he can play.
No,
He can play in the G League. He can play in the G League. He can experience the G League. He can experience the G League. He can improve his game and get better. He can go to class every day.
Right.
And what is that doing?
First of all, he ain't going to class every day.
What is that doing?
Exactly.
They got Steven and they're taking
discussions that y'all treating Bryant, he's a regular dude.
I don't think it matters, yo.
It does, because any team that signs him is getting Bryant.
Well, he's not a regular dude, because we wouldn't even be talking about him right now if he wasn't Bronny.
That's the whole point. So you maximize that, you know what I'm saying? And you go and you train with your dad in the NBA. There's no point staying in college.
I get that.
There's no point staying in college.
He's been training with his dad his whole life. I understand. Being on a team and being trained by your dad is different. I think he's going to play. Game experience is my thing right there.
If he's on the team and Bron is there, he's going to fucking play. Stop it. He's not a regular person. The rules are different. He's going to play. He's going to play.
He's 19, man.
Bron will be the fucking.
He got three years to get better.
And he will be on the
draft. We got 3 years.
If he'll play, he'll play in junk time. It doesn't matter.
He's going to play on the team with his dad is fucking on the team.
You're getting nothing out of going back to school, man. So you move up a few slots in the draft. What does that do? That does nothing,
dude. What's it called?
It's money for him, money's not a problem. For the regular person,
what's it called when you get your family members jobs at
nepotism?
Yes, this is what we achieved to do. You know what I'm saying? This is the point of equality.
I don't know.
My mediocre kid can be drafted the same way.
He's outside talking to
the boy. Yeah, he does. Go ahead.
But I think it's younger brother that's going to be better than him, though.
Bryce is also tall.
LeBron been hyping up, you know, Bronny for so long. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Smaller man, Dan.
Yeah, Bronny or what, 6'3"?
6'3", yeah, 6'3", 6'4", yeah. If that.
He can play backup point guard somewhere.
He's going to play. Y'all got it. He's not a regular college player.
He's not regular, but his game is not.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
He has an NBA body.
He's going to play.
Plenty of people got NBA body that can't play.
He got an NBA body, though.
Look at Giannis' brother. He got NBA body.
Okay. Hold up. That's exactly the reason why Brian needs to go. If Giannis wasn't in the league for 3 years, Brian could be in the league for 10. Get out of here, man.
He's an assistant coach. I don't know why he got him as player. Stop him as assistant coach. That's the reason why he's in the league.
Thank you for that example.
Thanks, yeah.
It's a perfect example. Thank you, dude. Thank you.
But he ride the bench though.
It doesn't matter. He's in the league.
Is he getting better?
He gotta be. He better than all.
I don't know if he's getting better. Not looking at the tape, he ain't getting better. Not the moves I see.
Hey man, he in the league.
That's the moves I see. He ain't getting better.
Alabama, on his resume, it says Milwaukee Buck. Okay? Ain't never gonna go.
He said until his brother gone, he gonna stay there
for life. Exactly. He's team manager.
Oh man, exactly.
Backup point guard.
Backup defender. You see when Giannis about to fight.
Boy. Yeah, everything on that team, man.
Yeah. But I will say he's keeping his options open. That's smart though. I think that's smart enough. He's keeping his options.
Hey, Bobo's on the
side. I think what he's gonna do is
Bobo's on there.
He's gonna try to get his draft. He's gonna try to
get his draft. I think Bronny gonna be all right, man. I think he's gonna be all right, man.
We'll put some money on it.
This is what he's gonna do.
Put some money on it.
He's gonna check out his stock. If they say second round or something, he's gonna transfer to Duke with the number one recruiting class, and then they gonna.
Well, he ain't playing then, so
he's gonna transfer back.
He don't better go to Duke.
Do they?
Yeah, they got the number one. Man,
he didn't go to Maryland.
They got like the number one, the number three, and number seven.
Yeah, he didn't go to Maryland or
go Ohio State.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But not Duke.
Go Kentucky.
Don't go to Kentucky. Right. Yeah. Kentucky
got going nowhere.
All right. Let's move to sports bets.
Y'all ready for betting already? All right. Let's go.
We ain't got no, camera angles.
I know. Well, we got it on a big screen. All right. What's up, B, man? Where you at? You good?
Yeah, man. Multitask.
All right. All right, right now we're talking about the sports betting. Right now,
instead of his one task,
we got UConn favorite by five and a half.
And, what?
Purdue.
That's it?
What are you talking about, Doug?
I'm looking at the lines right now. Hold on, let me look at the lines.
You need to look at that again, bro.
Hold on, I'm looking at the
women's.
It's the men's for the game. Oh, no, I'm sorry. UConn's 11 and a half.
Yeah.
11 and a half. Let's see. 11 and a half.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah. They must be looking at a different
I'm
spread.
I'm gonna bet on the cover for real.
And Purdue by nine. And so, UConn been covering the whole time. I mean, it's been hard to bet against UConn this year. I would bet North Carolina State to cover the 9.5 points though. I think that's gonna be a closer game than the UConn game.
That's funny.
I'm
not
feeling the UConn.
Nah, I mean they've been balling, man. They've been blowing up. They've been covering every game, man. They haven't lost in a minute.
So. The way I got all these blowouts, he said,
"I'm
like, he's like, we can't win in close games. That's why we blow everybody
out.
That's smart."
Yeah,
but what's the high and low on Burns?
The thing about college basketball, college sport, you can't bet on individuals.
Not anymore.
Right now. You only can do team. They don't do profit. You can do an NBA. Huh?
Is that just Maryland?
Some dude. What school was that?
I don't know, but he was it was a prop bet on him, and he said he was sick that he played. He played like 5 minutes in the game, went out.
Oh, dang.
Over-under.
He had a bet on that.
He told his boy, bet on up. That child.
Yep. Yeah.
Look here, bet under 10 points.
Yeah, I ain't playing. Yeah. I ain't gonna be there.
You can do game props, but.
Is that Clark on the floor? No, that ain't Clark.
It's some white girl.
Hey, but if you want to bet the championship right now, North Carolina State, obviously Alabama are underdogs. If you want to make some money, bet on one of those. If you think they can win the championship, it's gonna be they long shots. But even Purdue actually have good numbers, plus 205. So you bet $10, you win 30. for Purdue. You know, that's actually not bad odds for Purdue. Obviously, UConn's gonna be favorite, but we'll see. My money, I would bet on NC State. I mean, it's a long shot. I would put a bet on NC State. Yeah, exactly.
Just giving your money away, man.
Yeah. But long shot bets. That's what long shot bets are. You don't put much on them, but plus +1600. That's a lot.
That's tons. Yeah.
That's a lot. $10 get you 170. You bet. You bet.
$1 get you 17.
Exactly.
That's my.
That's what I'm
at. $50 get you 900.
I said that right.
$50 get you
900.
So you win that, you're gonna feel like an asshole.
Why ain't put more on it? Exactly.
How you put up $9 more dollars
against? Right.
Right. Yeah, we'll talk more bets when it comes to NBA playoffs. Right now.
All
right. Yeah, we'll get to more bets.
All right, let's go to the culture.
What?
The culture.
The culture.
This is the first thing we'll talk about here. This is something Bizzell wanted to get into. His favorite song. Look at him back there. he wanted to talk about his favorite song back in the day.
Are we
not
getting a Kevin song?
Man?
Kevin's favorite album?
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to
go into it. Kevin.
Okay.
We're going to let.
Oh,
you
going to
go first,
Kevin? I can go first. It wasn't favorite song. It was the first song
you learned.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so my story is. So y'all know I ain't from here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in fact, someone in the studio, around the age I met this person, was around the time the story happened, right? So listening to Jukebox back in the day, you know, N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton. I knew every single word.
Jukebox Network?
Yes, 19B. But I didn't have cable. I was at the movie house.
Yeah.
River House. You know 19B. So we watching Jukebox, right? Straight Outta Compton came on all the time. And some reason it just resonated with me. Again, ooh, yeah. I'm around like it's like
Straight Outta Compton, grade, Straight Outta Compton. Right?
and so I knew every word to that song.
Did you?
Based on Jukebox, right?
Mm.
So I remember one day. We leaving Rivertown. I'm in the car with my grandmother and my mother.
Ooh.
We go to Waxy Maxy's and I buy the cassette tape of Straight Outta Compton for $6.99. And we get in the car and I'm excited to put that tape in the car. I'm in the back seat. My mom is driving. My grandmother is in the passenger seat and she puts in the tape. Mm-mm. Straight Outta Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Oh,
my heart dropped because I literally had no idea it was cuss words. Because it's on Jukebox. That's all I ever heard it was the tamed down
version.
How you didn't know what NWA was about though?
Fifth grade.
What the fuck? I knew all that shit.
You was fifth grade.
I ain't know that.
You knew they were cussing like shit.
No,
that's why we wanted to listen to
him. He ain't know.
I was fresh to the country. I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know
different versions of songs, yo.
He went straight past that warning, gentlemen.
I was sheltered to
that. I bought it.
Yeah.
I am in fourth grade. I bought it. My mom didn't buy it. I went to the store with $10 and bought it.
How could you not know it was going to be cussing?
How would I know it was cussing?
He was listening to the clean version for so long.
Every single day, 10 times a day.
But it was taking out all the cuss words.
How did I know that? He was 4th, 5th grade young.
I did not know, man.
Fifth grade, man.
Once again, you was way advanced your age. Almost.
Exactly.
Well, when you hear a bleep, that means a
cuss. It wasn't a bleep. It's no bleep on the clean version, man. It's no. Yes. I had no idea, yo. So...
Did they put in other words or something?
So what happened?
That tape went through the window. I never saw it again.
Exactly.
I was punished for I think a month.
Yeah.
I was mad at my mom for a long ass time, but I did not know it was cuss words in us. I did not know at all. Like, not one. But to this day, I know every single word to that song, the clean version.
Yeah. That's funny. That is funny.
Hey. So did you
like the movie when it came out?
I love the movie, man. I love anytime that coming back.
Yeah, after that you couldn't buy. I remember Snoop Dogg came out a year later. you couldn't, you had to be 18 to buy it.
Well, damn sure. Yeah. I bought it.
But they started putting
10 years old. It's NWA
made that.
Yeah, they started putting that parental guidance on the joint. Let people know. Parental advisory. Yeah, exactly.
My grandmother almost had a heart attack. It was a bad ride home from Riverside to Fort Washington.
NWA came out.
I'm in the back seat. I could not reach far enough to the front. It was bad. I was so shocked. Like, oh my God, I'm in so much shit.
I remember when that tape came out, man. It was some shit. You never heard no shit like that.
Nah, exactly. Mm-hmm. My grandma didn't hear that either.
Never heard no shit like that before, man. It was crazy. Yeah, that changed a lot.
Mia said, why the hell are you wearing shorts? It's wintertime.
Boom. Who said that?
Mia.
She not wrong.
It's springtime.
Who the fuck is Mia?
Somebody asking you about this.
Exactly. She want to look at my legs. Zoom in on my legs, man. It's not wintertime. It's spring.
It's springtime.
It don't matter. It feel like wintertime. It's what it feels like. What it is.
These guys, what you got, man?
I ain't got shit.
Wasn't this yours?
I thought you...
I don't work outside, so I can wear shorts.
Boom. I can't afford heat to be that hot to make me
shorts. What was the first song you learned, Omar?
First song I learned? I don't know about that, but what I remember, yo, when I remember Tribe Called Quest Low End Theory. That whole tape, man. I remember getting off the bus, having that shit in my walk, man. Listen to it every day, man. Check the rhyme, man. That whole album.
That's cool.
Na-na-na.
My first song was Rob Blaze and Easy. DJ Easy.
Easy Rock. Right,
it takes two. That's the first thing I learned from beat to beat, but from start to finish.
And I can't be honest, I still want that green Nike sweatsuit, yeah. I still want that joint.
Is he rock coming at
I could. I still want that joint. If I could find that now, I'll buy the rocket.
Break it down now. That's crazy. Yeah, that's
my. BZL had something to say.
I know, right?
So I was in the section.
It's an Atlanta story.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah, Bill, we'll turn over.
The first song I learned was "I Need Love" by LL Cool J.
I need love.
That was the first song. But my favorite joint, Juice. Soundtrack. I love that.
I was late to hip hop.
Not the Juice soundtrack, but Tupac's album with what was that joint?
Above the Rim.
No, nigga. What was that one?
No. I'm talking to the mic. Can I hear you on the mic?
The first album, the one with Brenda Got a Baby.
Or Brenda Got a Baby. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Brenda's Betty got a name?
Yeah. That joint. Yeah.
I can't remember my first joint. But most of my, I was like.
And the most slept on rapper is Heavy D.
It was like.
Heavy D was nice.
The Bundilly D?
Oh, wow. Why was that okay, though? Why was that okay, man?
What, Heavy D?
Yeah, the rapper named Heavy D, man.
Because it wasn't.
Was that okay?
I mean, it wasn't no bro issue.
He was a big boy named Heavy D and his boys. Come on.
I'm saying. Ain't nobody think like that back in the day. Ain't nobody think about that back in the day. People more sensitive now.
Because they looked at him, it was him.
I was that okay, man.
No, he was a big dude.
What is that? Dwayne or something?
Derek. Daniel.
Rest in peace. Name was tied with a D.
Exactly.
And he had his boy tied.
Talking about me having shorts, though, man. Who was that?
That was me, nigga.
Be a guest. Oh, she going in.
Me oh, she getting oh. it? What you saying?
A lot of stats. She talking a lot of shit, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Stats about shorts? Shit. What you saying?
In the springtime?
All kind of shit. She talking rough. She going in.
Does Mia wear shorts then? Or no? She don't wear shorts at all?
Huh?
No, she talking some good shit, but she talking some reckless shit.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm cussing. I should be cussing, but yeah.
Tell her, say
it
that I think.
Oh, yeah. Come on the show.
She's supposed to come.
She's scared. Tell
her
something.
Exactly.
We right here.
Hey,
is my shit on mute?
Nah.
Nah, we can hear you.
Mia, she hears you.
Yo,
she said,
Hans is killing.
I know they give
damn, passes. Mia.
She is an SAT word.
She said perspective.
That's SAT word.
Perspective.
Oh my God. That's an SAT word.
It is.
It is.
At this point in time,
oh, not, yo.
SAT
perspective
word.
Is as.
Burn.
All right, let's move on.
Perspective is.
Let's move on to Josie's joints.
All right.
Hi, Mia. Yeah, yeah. Talking shit. Mia's a cute name.
So, since we kind of had my dirty pick for me,
Sons is killing it.
We actually had a conversation about this, though.
Hey, I was up, by the way. Sorry.
I know. I'm going to lose my bet.
She said, I'm
going to
humble you, big boy.
What?
Uh-oh.
He said,
I'm dead serious.
Like,
I'm
like,
okay. What the
fuck does that mean? I don't know. Maybe she'll put it on you. We ain't got time to get into all that, though.
Maybe she put it on you where you got.
So, this show is basically, is it tricking if you got it?
It's not.
Is it tricking if you got it? Like, if you tricking on the woman, if you got it, is it tricking? Is it really tricking? Mm-hmm. You giving, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I mean, I feel like it don't matter how much you got it or not, it's still tricking. Mm. That's the whole. I mean, the whole point is, it ain't the money that you have. It's what you're doing. It's what you're doing.
Instead of the scenario,
tricking is tricking. That's what Mia said.
Tricking is tricking. It matters.
You got a lot to say. Go ahead. So
the scenario is. Scenario is. It was a joke on.
Does that mean a woman?
No. I'm saying it was a thing on
a video. Okay.
The video. Yeah, the joint is the video.
Okay.
It was a joint on IG with his woman. Mm-hmm. Was on there talking about she met a guy at the grocery store, and he was talking to her, and she was like, "Buy my groceries." And he was like, "For what?" She said, "You need to buy my groceries." He was sitting there talking to me, "You want to buy my groceries?" He can't have my number if he ain't buying my groceries. So basically, ooh, he was just saying, "How you gonna talk to me if you ain't buying my groceries?" And I was like, "What? Like, why?" So my thing is, so you mean to tell me I gotta? This man gotta buy your groceries to talk to you. He gotta buy your time, basically. That's what I'm saying. He gotta buy your time, and that's what she was saying. So it's basically if he bought the groceries, people think he's tricking. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, it's still tricking regardless. I think it's still tricking regardless. But I'm not gonna buy groceries just to talk to a woman.
You're not gonna buy
groceries. Whether I got it,
if it's tricking, you getting something for tricking. So you figure a conversation is what you get.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. What we're still going to engage in it.
Yeah, skit. It probably was a skit.
But it's definitely a skit.
But regardless,
see. Exactly what you said.
I thought chicken was like sex.
Well, these days, women want money for everything. Women want money for everything. I mean, as far as
in general, it's just spending money on a woman just to get attention or sex or whatever you're getting.
Yeah,
it's basically giving money for something, for a service, whether it's talking to her, whether it's...
So what's the difference in that and taking her on a date and paying for it?
Because he don't even know her yet.
You go on a date with somebody you don't know.
But you got the number. You got her to say yes. He going out.
I know.
He's talking about you. That's nothing. You not even getting the number yet. I don't even know this bitch.
Damn, you so angry.
Yeah, it's like
look.
I thought chicken was like sex.
That's the old school. I mean, like right now, all definitions of shit like that has moved the scale. Like, it is. So basically, now it's like if you pay money just for this, you know what I'm saying? It's tricking. Like if I go up to a girl and I'm like, okay, I'll buy this because I want your attention. That's tricking.
So
it don't necessarily mean sex. It's just something.
The problem with this discussion is that. The person set their environment, right? Like she's saying, if you purchase these groceries, you get my number. So that means that case then, if I buy three groceries, can I fuck? Like you're setting the
who's experience.
The yes.
Okay.
So at that point, it's no problem. Like he's setting it.
So about three, you get the.
I'm just saying you set.
You're talking about groceries, yo.
You're setting the. It's well, not what it is.
You're
setting the price.
On
the price is set.
It's not a price though. What's the price? Now we're talking about what's in the cart.
Joey's point is...
She made a transaction.
That's exactly.
She made a transaction
at that point. So why not continue with that?
You know, regardless, yeah.
If that's what you want, then continue it. Yeah,
like, that might be her way of seeing what type of dude you are.
Off the break? Okay. Off the break?
It's transactional at that point.
Why can't the cheap nigga deal with buying her groceries, though?
It's not.
Why not cheap? That ain't cheap. That's because I'm not paying to get your name and your number, dog. That's not me. That's just not me. Because if I get your name and number, I done bought groceries. Why?
That could tell me you're a cheap ass dude.
That ain't telling me nothing. That ain't telling me nothing about Torque, dog. That ain't telling me nothing. So that can tell me that that's all you're looking for.
Mic check, mic check.
Two.
Because I bought you something. Now you can walk off and say, fuck it.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, what you got?
I got you.
You know, you're thinking about yourself.
Yes, mother.
You trying to. Okay, the whole purpose is to impress this woman.
Yeah, my own purpose.
I'm trying to impress this woman.
My own purpose is to get to know this woman if I like to see her, if I like her. Well,
she got a fat ass.
You have to try to impress her, yo.
Let's be honest.
You have to try to impress her, though.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
so you got to.
I'm not doing that.
You have to try to impress her.
You got to impress her.
You got to try to impress her.
What y'all doing here?
I don't know.
For what? To get her number.
No.
If she bad, if she bad.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't give a fuck.
But then you ain't going to get with her.
You right, because as soon as you say you buy your groceries, you ain't getting my name and number to her, but then fuck it, I'm going to get
your
number.
So the answer, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Then you ain't got it.
Yeah. I got it.
That means you got standards.
That means you ain't got
it. It's still tricking if you got it. But even if you have it, it's still tricking.
The younger generation does that more than you.
Nah.
No, so, it does not.
Let's spin it for a second.
No, it doesn't. Let's buy that bitch grocery. Fuck her.
Joe,
that big a deal.
And that's how I
do it. $50 in groceries is that big a deal.
Hold on.
I think it's more, about the principle than the money part.
You want her number. If you want her number.
I don't want her number that bad.
Hold up.
That don't mean I don't have the $50 to buy.
Let's spin it other way.
I just don't want her number that bad.
Joey, relax. Look, spin it other way. Okay?
No. What I'm saying is he's trying to say because you don't do it.
That's fine.
You
have the money.
That's exactly what I said. I said just because I don't do it. But
you ain't got it. I ain't say it don't mean you can't afford it or you can't put $50 on it.
What does that mean then? You ain't got it. You ain't got what?
I mean you ain't got it.
You ain't got it what?
You ain't got the money.
You ain't got it to get the car. You ain't got it to get her number.
I do have it. I just don't want to do it.
But then you start there with $50. Then she's going to ask for money for every little thing. You are opening the box. All depends on what you're in there for.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You got to fit some games.
A quick change of perspective, okay? How about you know how you go to college? You have these weed out classes?
What?
Weed out classes? You have like the ones where you the entry level classes.
Okay,
entry level. I won't say meet up because different thing.
I was thinking different things.
Okay. What if that performance was simply to weed you out because you wasn't her type anyway?
You saying she just weeding niggas out? That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, because if it was a dude approaching her that she don't really fuck with,
and that's fine.
Might get something out of it.
That's fine too, but just because I don't do it don't mean I ain't got it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't mean you don't have it. You don't want to give it. It's the same thing as what Omar is saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't have $50.
Right. You saying you don't want to give it. It's different. You don't want
to. Then I don't want to give it. You're so
sensitive, Joey. Same fucking thing.
That's because you're saying I don't have it.
Same fucking thing, man. You don't have it in your shoe at that point. You don't have it.
I could have it in my shoe. I just don't want to give it to her. What are we talking about?
He's like, exactly what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
So. A woman see like, oh, that type of nigga I don't want to fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then that's fine. And that's the type of Joe. That's what I'm saying. Like at that point, that's a Joe. I don't.
Damn, temple lead.
I know.
I don't want to do that. I lost that drink.
Hey, Darius bet about the lube. Yo, they down 10.
Darius said it was over.
I know, right?
I was off. I was wrong.
It ain't over yet. Only 10 points.
I know. It's fourth quarter. It's fourth quarter.
Still, nice third quarter.
Third.
That's fourth quarter, nigga.
Oh, shit. It's 4Q. You're right.
They only got 5.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I know.
That's a problem. It's a 2-pointer.
They're not coming back.
Nah. It's over, Bizzle? It's over?
It's over.
All right, let's go ahead to the Angel Reese thing, man.
Angel Reese.
It's going to be real shit or bullshit.
Right. Okay, let me go hit that.
Oh, no. Actually, that's not. What are you talking about? And so Angel Reese, it ain't. So Angel Reese announced she was leaving to go pro.
Yeah.
She put it in Vogue magazine, a large spread in Vogue magazine to announce it. She said she's only human after, you know, all the attacks on her and said she was being sexualized and death threats and things like that. I thought this was real interesting because the tension she brings to herself, man, with the, you know, the taunting and all that
saying stuff, bye, man. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think
it's like, I think you bring some of that energy to yourself.
Okay. Wait a minute. So when she did it, she's talking trash. She's doing that. She embarrassing people. But what Caitlin Clark was doing, it was just, she was competitive.
Exactly.
What are we talking about here?
Exactly. It was in response.
The problem was, it was in response.
I tell you, it was in response to her.
And she did it after she won. Caitlin Clark was just doing it through the whole tournament, disrespecting people. Exactly. But it's okay because what? Go ahead, say the word.
I ain't gonna say it.
What you gonna say?
Question is white.
His white.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
The first time Angel Reese did it was after the championship game,
which she won.
Angel was always a cocky lady. Yeah.
And she was, but he got more attention on that stage at Maryland.
She was the same way. Stop it.
On the national stage, they saw her do like this, and they got her ass about it because she did it to Caitlin Clark, who had done it and does it the whole year.
Yeah, the whole year.
Not only that, she waved off players like, you can't. She did some disrespectful shit the whole tournament, the whole year, this year too. But when it was Caitlin Clark doing it, it was okay. Nobody said shit about it.
Yep.
But as soon as she did it on a national stage, everybody got her ass about it. Yep. Why?
I got it.
Say
she's black.
I know this dude should not say nothing about black and white, especially as much he got nothing about coaching.
I know, right?
Yeah, y'all
turn say something about black and white.
About racism, about what's going on.
He keep messing with the mic.
I ain't see Caitlin Clark on TV crying and shit.
Yeah, but see, Angel is all over social media.
Wait a minute, Junior, can we get a second?
The thing is, Angel is all over the place. Like, she's all on social media. So people are just tired of seeing her, really. You know, she's throwing it, like, Caitlin might have did it in the game or on the game, but Angel is all over the place. Like, she's posing.
Yeah, she had the spotlight for the year. But she won the championship. She had the spotlight for the year.
She said she was being sexualized.
What does that mean?
Well, she probably because she had bathing suit. She had a couple covers.
She on TikTok half naked.
Yeah, well, she exposed herself a little bit. So she warned him for that attention.
What does that mean? That's not a personal thing. You bringing attention.
He didn't bring attention.
Bad ain't good. Bad ain't good. You get the NIL deal. You getting money. She paid.
Yeah.
She a millionaire.
You bring good attention to yourself.
You just want her to embody that shit.
I got that. Real quick, like, you bring good and bad attention to yourself. You know what I mean? And you got to own that shit. Don't talk shit, wave your hand. Don't talk shit, wave your hand and say all that.
Yeah,
you got to own it. When you lose, like when they lost to South Carolina, I like what she said. She was like, they got us.
We'll see him again.
That's how you do it.
Correct.
I see it, like, you know, after they lost, it's emotional, right?
It is emotional.
It's emotional, but
you don't like why.
You gotta own that shit.
Mm-hmm. I think she was more going over the I think because it was over, I think it was like one of those things where you just break down of all the shit you had to go through. Because she said it was all that stuff.
All of it, it hit her at once.
The last national championship.
Yeah.
And it
kind of
just
playing victim. She's playing victim.
But it still was a lot of pressure. But she didn't take a lot of heat. But she warranted some of it. Yes.
A lot of the comments were rough. But I mean, she don't have.
And you don't know what was in her.
But when you're in a spotlight, that is what happened in the spotlight. Yeah. So,
but she still was. 20,
I mean, she's still young. Exactly. She's still young. So she maybe she wasn't ready to handle it.
Curtains closed, man. That's what happened. Y'all think then.
Women are emotional.
Yeah, of course.
When the curtains closed, and then
the comments of Joey don't reflect the rest of the podcast members.
These are strictly Joey. Wow. That's what
we're gonna do. Never said. Women are emotional.
I learned that from.
Come on, UConn. Let's go.
Hey, playing that victimish. That to me, that was coming.
So, do you think she's ready for the NBA?
WNBA?
Of course not. WNBA.
She's ready.
You need to work on her post game.
Yeah.
You need to work on her shot.
We said that.
I think she'll be fine. I think she'll be all right.
They're gonna eat that shit up in the league.
I don't think she'll be a center.
I think she'll be a
power forward.
Yeah. And she need a jump shot for that. She don't have that
right now. Yeah.
She can rebound. That translates. Rebounding always translates.
Doesn't really, though.
It does. It
does. Yeah, but she still got size.
Other athletic people.
She's pretty athletic.
Rebound ain't about athletic all the time. It's just about getting to the right
spot. She's more desired than anything.
She's a good passer, too. She's a good passer.
But you got to be on the floor.
Not a good passer.
You got to be on the floor to get that done.
Not a good passer.
You got to be on the floor to get
that done. Her thing is going to be rebounding defense. That translates.
She should stay in Maryland.
Yeah, right.
Rebounding and defense. She ain't no shit. It's gonna have to be her thing because that's what easily translates to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't like that victim shit.
I understand that. I just think she was. I think it was just a lot on her
shit. It's a relief.
I told you my biggest problem with the crying thing. Like, I get she was emotional, but to me, she wasn't crying because she's emotional. She was crying because she lost. And then what she did, she gave.
She gave the white folks that
root for Iowa this image of the big black powerful woman crying. It irritated me. I didn't like that. Like if you're gonna be the strong black woman, then be it all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying.
Like you don't give that image to them because they're eating that shit up, and I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it.
Will you be more empathetic if she stayed in Maryland?
Yes, because she's a turp at that point. Damn it, man. Left her brother and my team.
Right.
Come on now.
But I will say this. I'm sure it's a lot more. It's a lot more little girls who want to play ball now.
That's true.
Because of Angel.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story? So I had the game on. Iowa and LSU game on. Right? Lola. She said, girls play basketball?
Oh, no, no,
oh,
no.
My goodness. I am failing you, yo. I'm like, God damn.
Oh.
She literally said, girls play
basketball. She said, they play basketball.
I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Man.
You gotta.
He's 7 years old. And I was like, oh, shit.
You're like, I gotta
explain. How old is she?
Seven. And the boys are six. I was like, shit.
I had Zoe playing Pee Wee League with boys when she was five.
That's how you get better.
She's five. She's playing boys.
That's how you get better. Same with boys.
I'm clear, I got to go. That shocked me. I mean, not only she said it, but the boys said it too.
The boys said it too?
Yeah, I'm like, they're all together. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, so my bad. I'm screwing up, clearly.
So we are doing a women's bracket next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The women's bracket. Yeah.
Your parenthood is.
I'm horrible. I'm horrible, dad. I'm gonna say.
I feel like you should be shot in the forehead.
Damn.
I'm just now on.
All right, so
you're not doing nothing.
So my real shit or bullshit kind of connects to this, man.
Okay.
Kind of connects to Angel Reese, man. About to put my old man hat on.
All right, old man.
46. The comments made by Omar do not respect.
I ain't quite as old as these dudes on here. Yeah.
Same age.
I'm the youngest.
Put my old hat on for real shit or bullshit. Let me
something
hit,
right?
Hit it for me, BZ.
Young buck.
Pause.
Real shit or bullshit?
Bullshit or real shit?
One point game.
Okay, so I'm gonna shift my attention to Caleb Williams here.
Give him a hard time.
Man. I'm a Bears fan, man.
And you've been giving him a hard time.
He don't want Caleb.
Actually, I do want Caleb.
You want Caleb.
Y'all didn't get that? Really? I threw a gem out there. Y'all didn't get it?
No.
I said Caleb wants a hard time.
Go ahead.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know what?
Ooh.
Caleb with his pretty nails, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Caleb with his pretty nails and everything, right? So I think this is my old man. So we're going to talk about these young folks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, today it's a thing where the young people say, this is me, accept who I am no matter what.
True.
You know, we're talking about Caleb with these nails, the kid that played for Duke.
Duke got a deal.
He actually top 12 draft.
He's coming out like a social media star
So my whole thing is I'm gonna be myself, accept it. If you don't accept it, you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
But I think they need to keep a certain level of professionalism, though. You know what I mean? Like what you representing. and who you who you playing for, your teammate.
I see what you're
things
saying.
Like that. You know what I mean?
I smell what you cooking.
It's like I think you have to keep a certain level of professionalism, and if you don't, I think you putting some of that on your teammates or the people you play for. I don't think that's right, man.
It may make the locker room a little uncomfortable when they see some nails and stuff
if I'm
like that.
Nails and all that, you might have to answer questions about.
Exactly, it's gonna be a little tension. You definitely gonna have some stuff. Yeah, especially as a rookie, you may get
I think regardless though, I mean I get that, but I think especially if you talking about coming out, what do you think about teammates?
Is he helping you win though? It's a different.
It is true. If he's helping you win, maybe. But yeah. As a rookie coming to the league, well, the young generation is different right now anyway. Yeah.
That's like Angel Reese though. She like, this is me. I'm doing all this. Hey, you can't say nothing bad about me.
Cool, they stole it.
Can't get no bad attention.
But see, here's the thing. Like,
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Compare that to Caitlin Clark.
The Spanish guys that work with me.
The
young boys, they paint their nails. They black. They got black and blue, different colors and shit. I'm looking at him like I noticed it when he was driving. I looked down. I was like, what the hell? You know, I ain't judging him. I just want to know. But that's what they do. But that was the Spanish guys. I thought it was just a Spanish situation.
Yo, lashes next, yo. Dude's going to be wearing that lashes.
Now. What you talking about?
Come block.
Nah, it's too
you talking
far.
About the
extension? Dude's going to be wearing lashes.
Come, brothers. Come, brothers.
You think so?
All right,
so, I hope not. That's too far.
I got a couple comments. Okay, couple comments. All right, so I don't see.
Hold on. Let
I don't see where Caleb said, "Accept me or you're wrong." Like I don't think no one said that.
Yeah.
Right. No one said like there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself or being who you are and living your life. Nothing wrong with that. Like everything you said was a reaction to how you feel about what they're doing.
No, there is something wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The way you want to live, yeah.
Okay.
But there still has to be some professionalism.
What's unprofessional about it? Name that for me. What's unprofessional about it?
Maybe he's the wrong professionalism. Maybe masculinity. Maybe more masculinity.
Why does it matter?
I mean,
why does that matter? Okay. Give me, what is unprofessional about what Caleb's doing?
So, do you go to work with your nails painted?
Well, I can. Well, I can. What's the problem with you?
You see on the sidelines, NFL players coming with dresses on and in long skirts.
What's the problem with it? Why are you concerned about what someone else is doing? Like, why is it unprofessional?
Not that it's drag.
But why is it unprofessional for me to wear what I want to wear?
And look, it's fine. You do what you want to do, but you got to understand that there is some pushback. There could be some pushback.
Pushback is not unprofessional. Pushback is different. Now, you said unprofessional, like it's against the profession of this job. It's nothing against it. Like, I or whoever should wear what they want to wear, and it's not unprofessional. It's not inappropriate.
According to who? Who is it not unprofessional to?
You called it unprofessional.
Yeah, so why are you saying it's not?
Give me how it is now.
I turned it over.
Give me how it's unprofessional.
Painting your nails?
Yes.
Yeah, that could be considered unprofessional.
How so?
Because professional, you don't paint your nails.
Where's that rule written?
So,
there's no rule.
Real quick.
It's what you represent.
What do you represent? So I'm getting to the point. What's being represented by me painting my nails?
Yeah, nails and sassy fingernails.
Why the fingernails?
How you feel about it?
No,
it's how you feel about it.
Painting your nails.
Okay, real quick.
Some women do.
Isn't it the same thing as when people couldn't wear dresses to work?
It's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing, yo.
It's the same thing.
They called it unprofessional also because I couldn't wear the dress.
Yeah.
And you called it the exact same thing because it's how you feel about it, not how I feel about it.
And they got them laws now.
Just realize if that's what you choose to do, there could be pushback. If you pose on Instagram half naked,
the pushback don't mean it's right, Omar.
It don't mean, but that's what happened,
right,
though.
The pushback on dress wasn't right either.
That's what's gonna happen.
The pushback on afros wasn't right either, man. Like, nah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you cannot have that stance, dude.
No, yes, I can, man.
Okay,
if you represent an organization, this is, you have to have a certain
question. Again, it's how you feel about it.
But okay. Here's the thing, though. Like you said,
who balled it?
Nah, he lost.
But
it turned
out.
It's Iowa ball now.
I'm telling you, you can't turn it over before that.
But you said it's unprofessional, but if he's doing it and he's still getting drafted and still getting on the team,
right? It's not like
they don't deem it as unprofessional apparently as you do.
No, you can't do anything about it. But
what I'm saying. Dude, you can't call it unprofessional.
So that's a wrong term. It's a wrong term.
It's a wrong term.
That's a wrong term.
That may be true, but yeah. is that
you don't have to have a question about it.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
It can be a distraction.
It's one if you make it. There's no like it's all about it's the person is here. Yo, you are projecting like hell.
That's it.
That's it.
Whatever.
Yeah, she missed it. That's it.
She missed the second rebound. They got the rebound.
Yeah. That's a blow.
Okay, go ahead.
Fuck Iowa.
Exactly.
Hey, my baby. Oh, my God. I'm kidding.
What he says doesn't reflect on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just a guest every week.
edit that out, please.
He's a weekly guest. He drives alone.
All right, let's move on to our power review. BMF.
The other one. I'm sorry, I ain't caught up, so I'm gonna sit down doing.
Anybody, y'all watch BMF this week?
Yeah, I checked it out.
BMF review. We need a segment.
So Meech, they avoided the ambush.
Smooth catch.
T goes back to the D.
He keep grabbing.
And is Meech in love with the stripper, man?
Yeah, he is. That's his girl.
She more than a stripper, man.
I told you last time Stacks was gonna be a problem though. I said that last time.
That's 2 Chainz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he became a problem because he the one who got the ambush.
Yeah.
So what happened? They were going to ambush him, but instead they went there.
Well, no, they
when they found out that Stacks was, they tried to flip the script.
I don't think the ambush is supposed to be there because remember, he
was trying to set up later on.
Exactly. The girl called and said they hit down, so he got all the people together to go down.
Yeah.
But he was trying to get the other people to go against, so he could have enough people to not worry about the ambush. But they weren't supposed to, I don't think they were supposed to do it at that place, was it?
They knew they were going to go there. But what they were trying to do was get them to side with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they came with them weapons like they said they was going to have. And the guys didn't side with them right away. You know what I mean? It was by default. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They started busting, so everybody started busting back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was in Techwood, right? It was Techwood.
Yeah.
Kind of little projects, little project hole.
There's another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I live right by the road.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, let's get to it though. For real. Yeah, 2 Chainz was a problem. He was trying to weasel his way to the top. He was trying to play both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. And the thing, and then he got caught up because them motherfuckers weren't loyal to him. You saw him talking shit about him in the car, mm-hmm. And they have a little language and shit.
I thought he was a little smarter than that, man.
Who, 2 Chainz? Yeah, well, I mean, 2 Chainz was, but not the character. Yeah. Okay. The character was shit.
Smart.
I thought he was gonna be a little smarter.
I actually thought he was too.
No,
nah, I don't know, man.
I thought he would have saw that shit coming, man.
That mission was making records. Most people that got this ambition, like they don't even think about shit all the time. Like they try to go too fast. He was moving too fast. Though.
He was too hungry.
He could have been a real problem if he had just sat low for a minute.
Yeah.
If he had
paid your dues a little bit.
For a minute, he would have been a real problem, I think.
To himself.
I think he
would have been a problem to himself.
He was too short for you.
One thing about rats, man, they die.
Little mice.
Let me tell you, man. On this drug shit, not speak on that shit. Let me tell you something. When you get caught up in that shit, because you get ambition, you get greedy. Yeah. But you get caught up in that shit, and one motherfucker find out. One thing about it is, see, a lot of cats, they tell that shit to their female. They pillow talk. You feel what I'm saying? And when they get caught up in that shit, they like show. You know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, that demise be from a woman. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So you ain't got that long. You know what I mean? And that situation, he wouldn't have had that long.
not doing what he was doing.
So not knowing.
Not knowing
what
happened.
Right,
what happened?
He died, so he's in jail now.
Yeah, he ain't watched the documentary yet.
Yeah,
he don't know.
Yeah, Meech's whole situation was Meech. He was about family. Like, real talk. Like, I seen his evolution in Atlanta, and I seen it grow. Because, like, I don't know about the D, but I seen these niggas in the club, and I seen their shit. They're elevating and shit. Like, damn, these niggas elevating like shit. Meech's problem was he just had too many people on the team, and then, you know, everybody won.
Remember, it wasn't Meech that brought him down. It was his brother.
It was his brother. Well, part of it was his brother.
When you look at the documentary, brother was one who...
The doctor make it look one way, but for real, like, it was just too much. Too many people in the street.
Yeah, hell like
out. Once you get in that music shit and everybody throwing them chains up and shit like that, you're going
to get... Everybody won't be in that job.
Meech didn't tell the documentary. You see what I'm saying? Like on the, at the end of the day, the documentary is based off of somebody else.
It is.
Somebody can make a documentary of you, but if you ain't had to talk on it, you feel what I'm saying?
Short.
Like, think about it. So R. Kelly, the documentary ain't real. You feel what I'm saying?
But the problem with it, well, the real thing with the documentary, actually had the police who were investigating them on the documentary, so they validated some of the stuff.
But they also wanted to paint a picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With that shit, you want to paint a picture. You want to say, look, we're going to get this nigga there. This is the reason we got this nigga there, and this is why we're going to keep him there. Yeah. So it's part of the documentary to keep him there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But a lot of that stuff was like crazy. Like, for real. A lot of it was crazy on some real shit. But let's just stick to the script of the show.
Yeah.
Of the show. Yeah. Two Chainz was stupid. He was stupid. He got desperate. Yeah. And then he got to, you know, doing his thing. And then, shit.
Watching the show now that don't know nothing about it, do you think they, like, we were just talking about it, like, if I was just watching the show, immediately I would have been like, that stripper going to be his downfall, though. I would have thought...
You talking about with Meech?
Yeah.
With Meech?
Immediately.
You watched TV before.
Immediately.
You know how it goes.
Immediately, I'd be like, that's
real life. That's real life, like you said.
Immediately, as soon as I start getting close, I would have been like, that's going to be his downfall. If I was just...
Remember the boot of all evil. Ain't that right?
Well,
over there.
Well, his situation wasn't a woman, so... Like, nah, she won his downfall. But if you watching the show and keeping it...
I'm just saying, if I was just watching the show and I ain't know nothing
I didn't get those type of vibes, though. I got more of a connection type of vibes.
I did because he went at Neo's character and he... For her. Yeah. He did that for... That's what I'm saying, like...
He saw a good woman getting taken advantage of her.
Exactly.
Meech came from a two-parent home.
Yeah.
And not saying that a one-parent home value women, but he look at it a certain light. And he value women. He value a woman. Even back in Detroit, he valued the chick that was what's the drug dealer back in Detroit? The one that got on drugs at the end, but in real life then. But
the nigga that can't stop the rain.
Yeah. So he valued women. He's a protector. He was a protector. Even with his mom, he was a protector. Meech is a protector. Yeah, he protected her. I don't
know. He go kill my ex side, they was can't stop the rain.
But anyway, it's a lot of editing gonna have to go with this shit.
Yeah, I can't remember his name though, but yeah, him. But he ended up killing never mind.
No, he didn't kill him. He ended up on drugs. In real life.
The girl. You talking about the
yeah, yeah, she died. She died.
Yeah,
she died.
Yeah, he killed her.
She died.
Yeah, but nah, Meech value women, man.
I didn't get those vibes. I mean, it was more connection, I saw, like he said.
Yeah. He saw potential in her.
She didn't value herself. She was... Cause she was obviously with Neo's character, mm-hmm. and she didn't have any self worth, you know. So he helped her get that. The underhand saying, you know, what she was, you know,
like you got some value about you. It's something about exactly. you. You know what I mean? Like you got some.
She didn't see it in herself.
Something in you.
Exactly.
She was a pretty face, but he saw something in her. You feel what I'm saying? So, and he's he saw that like dude was like doing her wrong. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But then he immediately thought she set him up when he went back though.
He did, but he found out it wasn't him. It wasn't her.
But why if he thought all this great things about her? Why he?
Because it was still early. I know it's a TV show, right?
But yeah, why would Meech care about a stripper anyway?
It's a little unrealistic.
That's what I'm saying. Wait a minute, I understand.
Strippers don't have feelings.
That ain't what I said. Why would Meech, what I've seen in season one and season two, care about this chick so much?
Why would he care about
it? Yeah. Well, it changed when he got the Atlanta situation.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
In Atlanta, a lot of women are strippers.
Exactly.
To me, nothing more strippers. I love strippers. I get it. My point is,
it's like he just saw her.
Yeah, from what I've seen.
From season two, yes, because he just having a good time.
Right.
It changes a little bit. Maybe he get a little older.
But he also in a new city
where he don't really know nobody. He know a couple folks and he's starting to, you know, feel around.
I think he was trying to get to her so he can get some connection. Initially, that's what it was.
But then he found a connection after he talked to her.
Immediately, he said, that's what you call it. Correct. She got older. You know what I'm saying? I get her to get to, you know, whatever. Basically, she was his star.
Yes, in the beginning, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then, so he had, so Meech immediately thought,
okay.
Sound like tricking to me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yo,
listen. See, the thing is, Kevin and I have experienced some times in Atlanta in the strip thing. But I'm going to tell you this. Let me go.
Every day?
But listen. But it's different in the A. So let me say this. Like, some of the most loyal, most coolest people I've known strippers, you feel what I'm saying? And one girl that I thought did me wrong, she dead today. I was there when she got shot. So at the end, but what I'm trying to tell you is like they're people, you know what I mean? Strippers don't mean they're not loyal
I don't think anyone's saying that here though. No one's saying that.
But the way
got no problem with strippers. Zero problem.
They good people. And it's a lot of them good people.
I have no problem with anyone using whatever they want to get to make.
I don't want people to devalue strippers. You know what I mean?
No one can devalue. I don't think. I wasn't trying to devalue anybody.
Because like, they were saying like setting them up. Think about setting them up. Was she good? Was she this?
Yeah, that? Not because of that, but he said it point blank. Right, that's my style. And I thought. And at that point, like, I figured, like, she was really loyal to this dude because she said it. He got me out of this. He did this. I'm talking about...
Some comments?
What Mia say?
What did Meech say? Neo.
Mia said...
Uh-oh.
You literally said that shorts. Why would he trust a stripper?
Who is Mia?
Mia is a fan.
She
wants
to be a guest. You didn't say that.
Me so that's a why fan.
That's
a sexy legs, on my sexy legs on my phone, man. Come on, man. Put up a little more.
Yeah, you go come in here and be like, I throw some dollars at.
Nah, you better wear shorts be coming here too, yo.
Exactly.
Some short shorts.
Because Omar is.
She on her shit when it comes to the sports. I'm telling you.
She love your legs, yo.
Her and Weezy was doing the comments. They was in the comments.
She love your legs, man. Nothing wrong with that. Flaunt them, yo. Flaunt them.
Stop playing.
Next time, put some baby oil in them joints, yo. That'd be funny, yo. Old legs.
I'm about to go live, right?
There you go.
Please.
OnlyFans better money.
The last thing I want to say about BMF is it's that corny ass lesbian chick.
Man, stop. Oh, yeah. That's Braxton's daughter.
Who's Braxton?
Braxton that played with Jamie Foxx.
I know.
the Jamie Foxx show, Braxton.
Yeah. Yo, that character's so whack to me, man.
Really?
Everybody said Snoop from The Wire should have played that.
Yeah, I heard.
She's a little old as hell now, though. She's a little old. She's not scary, but it's like
She's uneasy on the eyes.
You know, she's working with
That's okay. It's okay being uneasy.
Yeah, but it's
she just over the top. Corny, I mean, she's doing too much. She's doing too much.
Like she got a Harvard education, yo.
Yeah.
Damn. She sound out all her words.
She enunciates some shit?
Yes, man.
She's from the D. That's the deep.
What up, though?
I'm the wrong person.
I mean, she's from the streets, yo.
No, no.
I guess she ain't.
It's a different...
Yeah,
well,
he's
a drug runner. He
owns
a drug.
But he's a judge, right?
No, he's a judge, though. He's legit. He just have his own.
So, what you don't like about her?
She's corny, man.
She corny.
I don't know.
You think she's trying? She's trying too hard?
Yeah, she's
trying too hard.
Is it
bad acting, or is it bad acting or her?
Yeah, it's all of that. That's all. Maybe want to turn that motherfucker.
She irrelevant.
That shit made me want to turn.
I think her, like with Tyreek, people was on him hard. I think it's gonna grow. She'll grow.
I don't think she should.
If they give her time.
Oh, he was horrible. I
don't think she should though.
Hey, I didn't see the one in BMF. The acting was horrible. They got better.
Yeah. Who, Tyreek?
No,
but Tyreek BMF. But BMF was horrible.
Until they got the girl.
I mean, like episodes 1 through 8 was horrible. But he got better.
Oh. BMF.
Well, that was his first acting.
For me, she just seemed out of place, though. Like, it don't even seem like she should even be there, though. Like,
it gotta have a rivalry.
It might have had somebody better than play.
Different role. Okay.
I just don't think she belongs in that role, maybe.
It's different.
And then she killed the dude that was fighting. It's like, come on, man.
She juked him and shit with the knife. She juked him. She made him want to fight and she cut herself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit wasn't real. Oh, but anyway, juked him. Yeah, yeah.
That shit was kind of
Oh, yeah, but I think she's weird. I mean, she kind of scary to me. Like, she's a hard watch.
Yeah, that's it.
She is a hard watch.
But
I think she's going to grow. I want to give her time like we did with Tyreek. Because Tyreek came into a genius in his last few shows.
Well, you think she'll make the next season? Or you think it's probably her own season?
No, I think she's done.
You think she's going to get killed?
Carry that show. That's why they canceled it, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't think.
I mean, I think.
Tyreek's horrible, yeah.
He was still living off the power.
I think he was very smart. Like, Tyreek some of the shit that
this just got unbelievable.
Like, if you look at that street shit. No. When you get down to that street shit and that math shit, that shit he be doing, like, that's some real shit. Like, that shit goddamn, trust me. Like, that shit, like, in the last season, man, I'm trying to tell you that shit.
Tyreek sucked.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it's just the storyline got too unbelievable.
What was so unbelievable about the storyline? I'm trying to figure out like
everything about it got horrible. It got real soap opera.
I mean, you got Mary J. Blige.
You know, Kevin, kind of like tough.
And her son, he ain't know how old he was.
Pain, bullshit.
I mean, it's got
okay. So
storyline
happens in real life though.
Okay,
like
so let me
do like 23. He think he in college 18.
Sometimes, man, if they too young to have a baby, they act like they what she say is there, it was her
nephew,
the dude, nephew. It was her nephew, her sister,
and then it ended up being her real son. Dude, like 23. I'm fine. I'm 18. Like he like what, you know? He had the table.
Any suggestions on a new show to watch?
Yeah, we got some new stuff coming up.
Go back and watch an old movie like Shotters and Compared to Belly. Let's do Shotters and Belly. Which movie was better?
Shotters
and Belly.
Shotters.
Which movie was better?
Belly is a classic.
Yo, Shotters is tight. Don't sleep on it. You see Shotters, right?
Okay. Shotters and Belly.
There's a show top you told me about it.
Top Boy.
Is that actually pretty good?
It's pretty good.
Yes.
Is
it? A little bit of it. That's my shit.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
It's a couple seasons, but then there's also a prequel too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hard. Yeah.
Somebody cute.
Right, that's a
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
I think next week I'm gonna get on the show, man. I think I'm gonna
come on.
Not next week. We got next week.
Yeah, because we got to.
Run the board for us.
Next.
There you go.
Where the draft party gonna be at? Where the draft party going? How are we gonna do the draft party?
What draft party?
What I'm saying, the draft is coming up on a Thursday in a couple weeks. We got having a draft party.
The
draft is on the
25th. Yeah, you can
end it. All right, get the shout out. Cherise, don't end it yet. Get a shout out. Do what you're going to do. Mia, we got you coming in here. We know you're still here.
You better wear shorts, Mia. All right, it's too late now. Yeah, I wear shorts.
Because Omar is.
I mean, you have a short off.
Come prepared.
The shorter shorts wins.
It's going to be warmer outside. You and Omar. It's going to be warm outside.
You and Omar. Shorter shorts than Omar.
Me and Omar. Now she tough.
Shorter shorts than Omar.
She you better be tough. Tough
coming in. You better be tough.
Omar. Omar. Okay, listen, let me go. Like, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the next Flex Sports Podcast. You know, we missing Sean tonight. We hopefully get him back in here. We had a guest host tonight. Whatever. She didn't make it. She sleep.
She was asleep.
Yeah. She sleep.
Yeah. we want to thank Omar for hosting the show tonight. He put in a lot of work. Oh, goddamn, put in a lot of work.
He did.
And we have D-Nice. He hosts. They go back and forth. Each week, I've been drinking like shit, but I'm gonna tell you, I want to shout them. Like no, but listen, I want to shout them out. Hey, while I got this mic, I want to shout them out. You know what I mean? I really want to shout them out for the work that they put in. We want to shout out J.O. Lifeblood, for coming in, bringing in the drinks and shit. We want to shout out my man Kev. Kev always tell us he don't know if he gonna make it, but he make it to every show. He gonna be here. He here. And shoot, catch us again in what, next week? From the house in two weeks.
Yeah, next week from the house.
Next week from the house.
In 2 weeks, I'm gonna be here. It's my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. Yeah, where you going for your birthday?
Going for birthday, man.
I don't know. It ain't gonna be here.
Where you going? No, where you going?
What you doing? He don't know what you're doing yet.
Yeah, where you
doing
yet. For your birthday?
He don't know. He don't know.
It ain't gonna be sitting here.
No, I'm saying, my nigga, you going out of the country?
Nah. I got kids. Ain't going nowhere.
Okay, so yeah, we're gonna find out where he going. We're gonna go with him. We're gonna turn up.
The kids that with us?
Thank you for the link behind.
We'll get a drink somewhere. We'll get some drinks somewhere.
Yeah, man. We get you some drinks. You know, we turn up. We're gonna turn up.
Yeah.
We're gonna take it back 10 years.
You come here, we do our mock drive and then roll.
If y'all think I'm allowed to come here on my birthday?
No,
his birthday is on Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
It's on a Friday. Because my son's birthday is Thursday before that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were saying that's right. A project.
All right. So you can go ahead and shut it down right now because old packing up. He got the bag up.
Shorter shorts he's going to put on to go home.
Yeah, he done packed it up.
They in the bag?
Yeah,
in the bag.
So you can go ahead and shut it down.
His driving shorts.
You know, he did lotion on yourself before he got on air.
Yeah, Mia's a tough crowd, man. She tough.
He put the motor oil on
him. Why? Because Mia was supposed to be the host 2 weeks ago and something happened.
What she did? What she did?